This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Thursday, June 15th. A bit of a correction from Tuesday's gains in the market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago with yesterday's results, here's Joe Vaklavic.
Now, there was some news regarding China. It looks like we're getting closer into exporting beef to China again after a 14-year hiatus. There's a lot of stipulations here, and there's a lot of red tape that we're going to have to get around. China is very interested in traceability. They want to be able to trace the origin of any beef that they import back to the U.S., or at least cattle that were raised on U.S. soil. So that's going to be one of the big obstacles here. There's really kind of a small percentage of beef that's eligible for this kind of thing under these type of stipulations. So there's going to be some negotiations forthcoming, I think. But ideally, we'll get to a situation where we can freely export beef to China.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 2 at 433 and a quarter. July corn ended the day down 4 at 376 and three quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day up 3, ranging from 468 to 491. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for July were up 50 cents, ranging from 532.5 to 537.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for July were down 50 cents, ranging from 727.5 to 742.5. Live cattle for June were down $3 at 124.50. August feeder cattle were down 382.5 at 146.37.5. June class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 1634.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report. Go to aginfo.net for more information.